With a Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. As we get geared up for next year, any thoughts as far as specific varieties we should be thinking about?
Yeah, so a couple of our main varieties, WB9590 and WB9719, both extremely broadly adapted varieties. WB9590 being a high yield potential variety, does thrash very well, so going through the combine really well, not a lot of trash coming out the back of the combine. WB9719 does thrash a little bit harder. It is a very high yield potential wheat. So I just encourage growers, if they haven't had WB9719 before, to keep an eye out for maybe having to tighten up their concaves just a little bit, just because it does thrash a little bit harder. And then, of course, as we get into fall here, winter wheat seeding is just around the corner as well. Winter wheat seed is always tight supply up in this region. So if farmers are thinking about putting winter wheat seed in the ground this fall, I encourage them to get out to their suppliers and see what they can find. Within the Westbred portfolio, we have Kelvin, WB4422, and we do have a couple new ones that are coming down the pipeline that we have some supply of as well. So just encourage growers to get out if they're thinking about winter wheat, to talk to their suppliers and get that supply figured out and where they can get it on their farm.
Westbred Wheat. Find out more at westbred.com.